Man, it is a good thing we have prepared you to have patience with us in all our snags here. Thank you. My first introduction to this organization called Young Life was a Christian organization, and I was a leader for a long time. Well, I was a camper and participated in it, and then I was a volunteer leader, and I was on staff for a little period of time. Had a lot of involvement in this. But my first preparation for what Young Life was to go to camp one summer. My parents sent me off knowing no one, knowing none of the leaders. I didn't even know where we were going. I just got on this bus, and I got to bring a friend, so she was the only one who I knew going to camp. And I hear all these things that, you know, the leaders are talking to us or kids who had been there before of, this is going to be the best week of your life, and it's so awesome and so cool, and we get to do all these things. We went to a camp in Detroit Lakes called Castaway, and they have all these activities for kids to do. They've got the lake, and so you can do all these lake things. They've got a zip line that goes into the lake, and rock climbing, and game rooms, and it was awesome. But knowing no one, I'm like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know where my cabin is and where to put my things. And we get there, and we settle in, and these new friends, I guess, who I've made, the girls are like, let's go on a sailboat. I've never been sailing before. I don't know the first thing about that. So I am kind of like, okay, who knows how to sail? Oh, no one? Okay, yeah, sure, let's do that. We get down to the beach, and you've got these like college kids who are running everything and teaching everyone how to do this, and they give you a little rundown of sailing of like, push this and move this here, and clearly I don't know how to sail, and like turn this thing, and you'll be fine. Just get out there. I feel like we are not prepared for this. We get out in the middle of the lake, and you know, of course you have to be in the middle of the lake. There's no help there. And we're like, they rang a bell or something that dinner was about to start, so we had to get in right away. Well, look at that. We don't know how to get back in, and we are stranded in the middle of the lake, and I am freaking out. I'm like, we are going to get kicked out of this camp. They're not going to let us go to dinner. They are sending us home on that bus. We're never getting out of here. We are getting out of here because we're never staying. And one of the college kids comes in a little boat, and he's like, hey, guys, are you stuck? I'll tow you in. And you know, he pulled us all the way into the shore. We made it to dinner on time, and they were like, no problem, happens all the time. Meanwhile, I'm freaking out because we're not prepared for this. And I was not prepared for their grace towards this situation either. So that made the week, you know, had the best week of my life. It was awesome. Stayed in it, apparently, so it was good. But I was just trying to think of something where I've been unprepared. I'm one who is usually pretty prepared. I'm one who goes to a concert and looks at the set list the whole time, like what song is coming up next. And I find that enjoyable. So some people like the surprise, but I'm prepared for what song they're going to play next. Jesus, in this passage today, is talking about preparing for the kingdom. When a knock comes at the door, that we open it. He's giving this warning to make purses that aren't going to wear out, to be dressed and ready for action, to have your lamps lit for when the Master or God or the Holy Spirit comes knocking at your door. And so the first thing Jesus is talking about is preparing for the kingdom. We spend a lot of time preparing for things. Maybe not with our physical time, maybe it is with our physical time, but in our minds, in our anxieties. Maybe in something coming up, we're thinking and planning, rehearsing a conversation or a comeback or a joke, and wow, that anxiety is overwhelming to us. But hey, we've heard this one too. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. So Jesus' second thing that he's talking about is to be the kingdom. Prepared. He says, ready, set, go. But Jesus is kind of all about the go in this ready, set, go, because you're already living your life. You're already in community. You're already in a family, and participating in life with people. And throughout the Bible, throughout the history of the world, Jesus is giving the kingdom to those highly unprepared, woefully unprepared for the kingdom to come to them. We see this story over and over, starting with the founders of our faith, Abraham and Sarah, very unprepared to have a baby, but then be the parents of this generation called into this life. Sarah laughs at God for it, says, I'm not prepared for that. People like Moses, leading the people. Jonah, in the Old Testament, tries to run away. He was not prepared to inherit the kingdom. David, King David, sometimes a bad king, sometimes a good king, not totally prepared. And then we get to the New Testament, the parents of our Messiah are Mary and Joseph. Very unprepared to have a child. So why isn't God giving the kingdom to the most prepared? We're ready. We're the ones here in church, in worship. Maybe you're sitting there like, I'm so ready with all the things that I know, all the Bible verses that I can recite, how faithful I am and my goodness of being a Christian. And here's your good news. God has given you the kingdom. And that's the whole point. The prepared ones, the unprepared ones, the deserving and the undeserving, we're being prepared. Maybe it's easier for us, but God is going to give you the kingdom anyway. It makes it a little easier to be prepared, but it doesn't give you any more right to this space or to your faith. It actually gives you maybe a little responsibility to bring the less prepared along with you in loving your neighbor. So where Jesus is going with this, I think then, is also to receive the kingdom, to be prepared for the kingdom, to be the kingdom, and then to receive the kingdom. Jesus declares at the beginning of this gospel, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. It's the Father's good pleasure that God delights in giving, and we only have to receive. The verse that kind of grabbed me this week that I kept thinking about was the last one of the Hebrews passage that we read. And it says, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. And we hit on the being prepared, that God has already done the preparation to give away the city for them. But this idea that God is not ashamed to be called their God, that we are not earning this pride that God has in us or this love that's coming. I'm thinking about kids getting in trouble or teenagers out in the middle of the lakes thinking they're going to get kicked out of camp, that the worst thing an adult could be at you is disappointed in you. Mad, sure, but when an adult's like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, that brings to us something worse than being angry. It's disappointment in being ashamed from someone, some creator. It's defeating and unworthy and bad. But God, our God, is a proud one, a creator who looks at us with joy, a father filled with love, and a mother bursting with mercy. And Jesus talks about the ones who came before us who received this kingdom also, the faithful, the ones probably who were people like the ones at our baptisms, making promises over us, to place scriptures in our hands, to teach us the Lord's Prayer and the creeds, to raise us up in faith with a community. And this picture of the kingdom then grows wider and deeper every day. We are clouds of witnesses for other people. I'm going to ask this of you as our school year gets prepared, that you be clouds of witnesses to our kids who come around here. And maybe that's just in being in community, believers in this church, but I have a few ideas that I'm going to give you. You can prepare this school year with us in prayer. We need lots of prayer for the kids who are going to come through here, for us who are going to teach, for the teachers who are going to meet new kids in their Sunday school classrooms, and for the ones coming through WOW and confirmation that they have some support in prayer. Then maybe the Holy Spirit is knocking on you a little bit for involvement, to volunteer. Maybe to be a teacher, maybe to be a helper, maybe to volunteer for worship service. We need some more people doing that. We need some help around here. Some of you have donated supplies. Thank you for bringing in some school supplies. We had that in the bulletin and on the announcement slides, that we're just looking for some school supplies. Maybe that's where you want to get involved. That would be great. Thank you so much. And then encouragement and support. I know, kids running around here, being loud, making noise, kind of disrupts some things sometimes, but how cool is it that they are so safe and welcomed here that this is also their place? That they are full members of this community and believers here in this kingdom. And they can be themselves. I want to wrap up with a blessing and a prayer for you. And in this metaphor that Jesus is using to talk about the Holy Spirit knocking on your door, to be ready when that comes to open the door to that. This metaphor has been used and overused, goes far and wide into our lives. So whatever faithful step that Holy Spirit is encouraging you to, maybe small, maybe shallow, maybe really deep, may the Holy Spirit reveal to you where you can meet a need, where you can forgive an enemy, where you can love a neighbor. And may you just crack the door open for a bit more mercy, because you are prepared. Let's pray. God, may we just open the door, even just a crack, to step our toe out of it. May our wisdom lead us to be prepared for you. May our curiosity be prepared for more. And may our hearts be prepared for love. So go, people of God, in the name of Jesus, for the love and life of the kingdom of God. Amen.